It's time for KCCU's Slice of Life with Mary McClure.
When, way back in 1999, the Oklahoma University basketball team frittered away a 13-point lead and finally, with only 22 seconds to go, pulled the game out by 1 point. Coach Kelvin Sampson said, "I heard an old football coach use the word bum-fuzzled, and that's what I am right now, bum-fuzzled." I hadn't heard anyone use that word in a long time, although my daddy used to get bum-fuzzled on a regular basis. "Well, sure," he'd say in frustration while he was trying to fix the telephone that he brought in from one of his customers. "This thing's got me bum-fuzzled." Then he'd take it apart again, carefully laying all the pieces aside, and eventually he'd figure out what was wrong and make it work again. "You look all bum-fuzzled," he might say to me as I struggled tearfully with the hated seventh-grade arithmetic problems. "Do you need a little help?" So I thought bum-fuzzled might be a German word he learned as a child. But it's used chiefly in the southern states and means to confuse, which goes along with the Historical Dictionary of American Slang's definition as to bamboozle, a synonym for trick or deceive, to hoodwink. The two words are not interchangeable to anyone who grew up with both of them. You know when you've been bamboozled, and you know when you are bum-fuzzled, and while being bamboozled would certainly bum-fuzzle you, they are not the same thing. If you run into a card shark, a con man, a slick-talking salesman, a handsome man with a love-em-and-leave-em reputation, you are in danger of being bamboozled. Like the old folk song, "On top of old Smokey warns, a courting's a pleasure, but parting's a grief. A false-hearted lover is worse than a thief." The better judge of character you are, the less chance you will have of being bamboozled. But bum-fuzzled, that's something else. The world gets more complex every day. There's more to know about, more to understand. People are complicated and do weird things from motives we can only guess at. The wonder is that we're not all bum-fuzzled all the time. A basketball coach, bewildered by an unpredictable team which goes from hot to cold to hot quicker than kitchen sink faucets, pronounces himself bum-fuzzled, and fans nod in agreement. Bum-fuzzled is one of those words that sounds like what it is. If you have never heard the word before, and maybe no one under 40 has, you will still know immediately what someone, especially your coach, means when he states that what he is right now is bum-fuzzled. You will get the point that this is a condition he does not enjoy being in, and that it would be prudent to un-bum-fuzzle him as soon as possible. Bum-fuzzlement you can fix. Bamboozled you're stuck with.
Join us again for KCCU's Slice of Life with Mary McClure. Slice of Life can also be heard anytime through KCCU's podcast. You can also listen to Slice of Life through Spotify, Amazon, and Apple Podcast platforms. Learn more by going to kccu.org.